Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay. Here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
I think it's Munster. There's a great donut place, either Munster or Hammond.
Oh, it's Munster.
Proving once again there is more than corn in Indiana.
Oh, was good. It Munster Donuts? Okay.
That might be a trip this weekend. Go on over to Munster, get myself a dozen or something. Share them with people. That sort of thing.
So you like donuts, eh? Have all the donuts in the world! I don't understand it. James Coco went mad in 15 minutes.
You make friends with donuts. You do. It's good. It's admirable. It's an admirable thing about you.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, doing this show, I am a Joe Bag of Donuts, because I'm just a fan like you.
There was none in the Blackmobile when he gave me a ride that
no,
I was expecting.
No, there would be no food in that car, Speaks.
I was expecting a special donut compartment.
No.
Where do you get those wonderful toys?
There will be no food in that car.
You hit a button on your utility belt. Lawrence has a donut utility belt.
Do you still have that gadget strapped to your wrist?
Fortunately, yes. And we're about to give it the acid test.
That's the other car. This car, there will be no consumption of any sort of food.
You know, I didn't come out here just to buy you a couple of sundaes.
It's a silo.
I don't give a what it is. I said my piece. Finish that thing. There's no eating in the car.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show, and boy, do we have a show for you. Chris Emma is going to join us with sound from Hallis Hall. That's at 5 o'clock. Jason Leisure is going to join us at 4, and in about 10 minutes, Nico Horner is going to join us. The whole crew is here and ready to rock. Alex still hasn't told us his story of being in the playpen this past weekend. That's something that, yeah, we kept it from you because we were going to do it on air and then we forgot.
And now you just kind of broke it to me like that. I'm picturing Alex in the playpen just absolutely rocking it.
That's what was going on.
Woo!
So of course, Alex is here. Tanny is here. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a tough night. It's a tough night of baseball over there on the north side.
I've never seen that thing happen that happened yesterday.
The not stepping on first base thing, I don't think it was a mental mistake.
Oh, I don't think so either. I wouldn't call it a mistake. I kind of went through it in my mind yesterday, and I'm like, was he trying to maybe go for the front of the bag, like the toe touch on the front of the bag, and then maybe his foot just flexed the wrong way?
I think we've all been going through it trying to figure out what that was, and there were other factors during the game and everything, but the fact that your excellent base runner, as frustrating as he is at the plate sometimes, and I think it's a 500 OPS with runners in scoring position. I think it's a 522 OPS in high leverage situations. Dansby's had a a home run or strikeout kind of year at the plate.
He had the home run last night.
Yes, he did. But as a base runner and as a fundamental baseball player.
He's one of the smartest baseball players you have.
And one of the absolute best base runners you have. Going first to third, going second to home, busting his ass down the line. And you know you were all sitting there celebrating him busting his ass down the line to beat it out to tie the game. And then you see that. So he doesn't immediately become an idiot. When he said himself he's never done it in his whole baseball life, it's not just like some kind of pure stupidity. Something else was going on, but I think we've all been trying to figure out what it was. From my perspective, Lawrence, he's trying to extend his stride and reach for the front of the bag. But that's scary as a base runner because you can
turn your ankle, you can pop a knee, you can do all sorts of bad stuff.
You could hurt your soft tissue and overstretch a hammy.
Which is part of the reason why, and Steve Stone has been on the forefront of this, is why there are a lot of people who believe that you shouldn't try to extend yourself in those moments. But it's human nature to think that you're going to get there faster, even though leaping does not get you there faster. There are a lot of people who think that sliding in a situation like that gets you there faster. It does not.
You're supposed to just run through the bag. So he should have taken a normal step and then made that last extra step a shorty just to make sure he gets there. Right? I mean, that's what he should have done.
It was bizarre.
It was bizarre.
Because I'm like, oh man, that was a really great play at third. And I'm like, he's safe. And then you see that and you're like, oh no, like that is, I have never seen a base runner's foot do that.
Did Boog say, oh no? I think he gave it an oh no. Or like, oh.
It was.
As they realized what was happening.
Them watching the replay of it was terrific television. Because JD was basically like, well, I think they got him on that one.
I got up and walked out of the room and said, honey, you won't believe what just happened. I did one of those. Like, did you see that play? Did you see the Dansby play? And she was watching something else. I'm like,
did she come in and start throwing stuff?
Yeah.
Because that's the type of fan she is.
No, but I mean, my God, that whole night was so frustrating. Your lone deadline starting pitcher acquisition can only go two innings, and then everybody's like, is he just an opener and it's going to Ben Brown here?
Yeah,
is this the plan?
That's what I was sitting there, and Ben Brown pitched really well last night.
Yeah.
Maybe he needs to not think for a while and just go in there and pitch. Maybe that's something that you can do with him. Well, you could have done. Now Michael Soroka is on the IL.
Yeah, I would still put Ben Brown in your bullpen and convert him. I would have done it a while back when they sent him down to AAA. It would have been the thought. And if they had gotten two starting pitchers, you wouldn't. That would be what you do. I would still do it. I'd still rather start Colin Ray and have Ben Brown as a bullpen weapon. But that's me.
Tanny, what was the reasoning on Soroka losing velo in his last couple of starts before last night when they then had to send him to the IL?
I think it was Bruce on Mullion Hall.
You're not Tanny.
Sorry about that.
I'm just kidding. Alex is the one that tipped us to this. I had heard it, but I had forgotten about it until Alex reminded us.
This is the problem. Guy goes to the playpen one time.
I know, right?
And all of a sudden, he thinks he's Tanny. You know what I mean?
I think I'm Tanny. I got Pink Pony Club by Chaperone caught stuck in my head for the last 3 days. I'm all messed up.
That's Tanny's walk-on
music. That's how you know you're not me. It's Dua Lipa all day, every day. Continue on. Soroka, go ahead.
Yeah, didn't Bruce say that that according to what he had heard, it was a medication issue that was causing his dip in velocity? He said that on Mullionhaw, I believe, yesterday morning.
Maybe Bruce is getting that from the Cubs, and that's their pro scouting department, because you need some kind of reason to trade for a guy whose velocity has been dipping over his last several starts.
And now he went, they didn't even wait. He went immediately to the IL. It was like the game was over, and Bruce tweet. I was like, oh, bleep. I put it in the group chat. I was like, we're already here? They didn't even have to go look.
I've had a lot of good ideas and bad ideas and mediocre ideas. Where were you guys on my Verlander idea? Am I take a flyer on Verlander as a second pitcher to acquire at the deadline?
I think we had all agreed that that was a really good idea, that he wouldn't be the only pitcher that you would get. He's been nails his last three starts.
Yeah, and five shutout innings last night. You know, it's just like getting just one and having it be Soroka is not the right way to think about the starting pitching. It's just
if
not.
If you need one in baseball, that probably means you need two and maybe even three.
Here comes Tyone. One more rehab start for Tyone, then he'll come back. Who knows on a side.
It's been gone a long time.
Yeah,
though.
you needed more than this, and the one you got just blew up in your face.
And you're trying to get wins now. Like, that's the part that, whatever. We will get back to this at 3 o'clock and talk about some of the bigger picture stuff as it pertains to this. But everyone loves our weekly chats with Nico Horner, and he's going to join us. So we'll ask Nico, how's it feel in that clubhouse right now? And the Brewers just don't want to lose. So we'll talk to him about all of that next here on The Score.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Batting six, second baseman number two, Nico Horner.
Hello, I got places to be.
Nico Horner, that's so fun.
Nico Horner, how are you, man? Keep rocking it, mate.
Got good hair.
He does.
He's jacked, too.
Yeah, he is.
I'm jealous.
It's called court awareness.
That's right.
Nico's got it.
Cubs wins and dates with Bruce. It's a great thing.
Double dates. Wow.
All right, guys, Nico Horner.
Nico did his weekly radio show appearance today on Spiegel and Holmes.
Starting second baseman for your Chicago Cubs.
Deep drive to left. This ball is well hit. Collins back to the wall. It's got a chance. Gone. Home run, Nico Horner.
Cub fans on their feet applauding Nico Horner. A little ambush, surprise party.
Nico Horner doing his warm-ups with the flip-up sunglasses.
Well, they were old school because now you see the nice Oakleys that cost more and they keep them down the whole time. These flip-downs were total blackout of the sun. You didn't drop fly balls back there, your teammates would be all over you.
Yeah, I don't know if mine were the highest quality, but it was one small thing they did, yeah.
The 3-0. On the ground, Horner gloves it from the seat of his pants. He throws him out.
On the seat of his pants as he made that throw to first and nips L.A. De La Cruz on a wonderful play. Wow. Could be headed to another Gold Glove Award. And by an eyelash, they get him.
from his backside.
Nico Horner on 670 The Score.
How fun is that?
It's a lot of fun. Nico Horner on The Score is sponsored by Huntington, home of the asterisk-free checking. More at Huntington.com/yourmoney. And get this, keep listening for your chance to win tickets to our show at Budweiser Brickhouse in Wrigleyville on Tuesday, August 19th at a special time. We're going to flip with middays and we're going to be on from 10 until 2. Why? Because Nico Horner is going to join us at noon that day. Cubs On Deck is powered by Verizon, the most reliable 5G in Chicago. Visit your local Verizon store today. Hey, Nico.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
We're good, man. Your commitment to outstanding visuals for this weekly hit continues in full uniform. In what looks like section 12, maybe section 14, something like that, right there.
I'm right down the left field line, the W Club 205 ish.
Okay, well,
whatever that means. I don't know that stuff that well. I'm not well versed on the stands. Actually, it's kind of nice sometimes.
How much do you look over and notice people in those sections when it's either in the anthem line or when you're out there? Because we've all been close trying to scream at you and fail to get your attention for the most part.
No, yeah, you definitely hear people a lot. I actually, middle infielders probably have about the least interaction with fans though from their position. I was kind of thinking about that the other day because, you know, our outfielders, like Ian and Pete especially, really interact with the fans out there in a great way. And then play corner infield and you're subject to some yelling for sure. I think we're kind of out there in the middle a little bit.
Do you ever look over and say, hey, that person has a good snack that they've got going on? Or have you ever had like one of those Bermuda Triangle fly balls when you go over to the wall and you're like,
yeah,
hey, people are having a lot of fun over here?
Yeah, that's definitely when I start thinking about people more. That and the throw over the net to the fans. I try and pick someone out usually, which is harder. It's kind of hard to actually get it to the exact person you're throwing it to. It's satisfying when it happens.
You're throwing pop-ups. Nico Horner with us here on 670 The Score. You heard some of it there in the open. Saturday with everyone wearing 23, that looked elegant, you know? It was like, it was a really beautiful way to do it. What were your thoughts on it? Did it feel meaningful to be a part of?
Yeah, it definitely felt meaningful. You know, I think having his former teammates around for a good part of the weekend was especially moving, talking and crossing paths with some of them. And I appreciate that everything that was done was pretty understated and classy, and I feel like in his spirit in that way, right? That it felt very much like a original traditional Cubs ball game with the blue jerseys and the 23s and the day game and all of it felt very appropriate. And I think everyone was able to have some good memories set off because of that, I hope.
If we can go back a little bit, can we go back to the day where you guys saw the statue being unveiled? Because I really think that Craig was on with us last week, and he said it's been his favorite moment so far. Well, was that moment? What was that moment like for you guys? And like, how did you guys get up there? What was the rallying of you guys to do it like?
Yeah, I think it was a really cool just break in the daily routine of the season to do something totally different and just appreciate someone that's really done everything that all of us are trying to achieve and a lasting legacy with the Cubs, obviously. So getting to see him have that statue unveiled and with his family and all the Cubs fans that showed up in Gallagher Way outside of the ballpark, it was a really inspiring thing. And, you know, in hindsight, obviously really glad that he was able to, you know, to be there and be present for that and really get to see all that celebrated for him while he was in good health.
So the flip-top shades that you wear on Saturday, Nico, did you buy them yourself? You said they were kind of lower on the price range, but were they functional? You wore them during the game too. That was impressive.
Yeah, the one of the trainers just had like an old pair lying around, kind of in storage, so gave them a go. I like him. I've thought about him before. You know, it's Wrigley's a good place for it because sometimes you don't like the sunglasses for the visual of the ground balls, but the pop-up, you need it. So I could see it being a thing. I don't think I'll wear them again. It felt like a one-time thing, but I get why he did, and he wore them well.
It's funny, too, Nico, because Sunday I texted our group chat for the show. The right fielder for Baltimore drops that ball, and I'm sitting there going, you know, like, because I'm not really a get-off-my-lawn dude. Like, do you? But I'm sitting there going, and he has on his shades on the back of his hat. When,
oh, was it?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, to me, that's the silliest thing in the world. Either wear them or don't wear them. But wearing them backwards on your cap seems silly, especially when there's some technology and it's old school. But the flip downs are dope.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's definitely functional. Yeah. I find myself kind of eyeing the clouds and predicting where the sun will be in 10 seconds sometimes and taking them on and off and things like that. So Wrigley's always got its factors.
So you get why he did it. I love that the trainer had an old pair. I mean, because they're on the statue. Like, they're built.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that the statue had that detail. That's so cool.
Isn't that cool? Because that's his thing. And I remember we were talking to him about it. And, like, and so the fact that they're on the statue is awesome. Your ground rule double down the left field line in that game, you were busting it out of the box. And I was thinking, is this one of those Wrigley triples? Because he's busting it. You might have had a shot for one of those Ryan Sandberg Wrigley triples on that.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe if a little dead bounce or a kick to the corner or something, I had a shot. There's always a possibility to the left field line here. So got to run hard and at least give it a chance. Yeah, it would have been nice.
Since July 5th, in 24 games, Nico Horner's hitting .330. What's going on? Just feeling in, is that luck? I mean, do you feel the same that you felt all year? What's going on? It's a nice streak here for you.
Yeah. I mean, a month's time feels like a long time. Thinking back to the Yankees series and whatever was before that. Yeah, it's just some good solid contact. I think, you know, we've always talked about the importance of line drives, and I feel like I've definitely mixed in a good bit of those in this time. But no, nothing too crazy. I feel like a solid version of myself, but always things to work on and get better at.
You could imagine that Cubs fans are frustrated right now. You guys still have, what, the second best record in the game, but the Brewers just refuse to lose. Like, they're on a pretty historic run since June. They've been really getting after it. So what's it like for you guys now? Because before, when we talk about the possibility or ignoring what's happening around the league, it's with you guys in first place. With you guys in second place, what does it feel like when you're looking at what happens night to night?
Yeah, I mean, obviously they've played really well, and other than the games you play against them, you can't do anything about that. But there's been a ton within our own control. You know, sometimes you play well and you go through a stretch and you know, things just don't go your way and you play 500 ball and it's just part of it. But I do feel like we've left some wins on the table and things within our own control, really on all ends of it. And there's a lot of room for improvement on our end. But that's also can be uplifting too, because we know that we're not doing everything at our highest level right now. And because of that, there's a lot of room for opportunity and improvement. And it just starts with doing every single day at the best of our ability. And every one of these days is incredibly important as far as the ability to win the division and make the playoffs and put ourselves in a great spot for October. So this is exciting stuff. And it's part of what makes it satisfying if and when you are able to make that happen, is there our challenging first of the year, and it's up to us. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, the great thing about baseball is that it's a lot like life. And the brutal thing about baseball sometimes is that it's a lot like life. Like this week.
Yeah, I'll get you.
Oh my God, man. And every once in a while, like, you have a week. Oh, let's see, an icon died. And then, you know, trade deadline is maybe not exactly what some fans dreamed of. And we've certainly been talking about it. And then you lose some tight games, and then craziness like last night. But it's our job in life to try and stay positive and do the work to stay positive. And that's your guys' job right now. It's like, you know that. I know you take that seriously. What can you do to try and stay positive when it's a tough week?
Yeah, it's a fine line because, I mean, being positive is important, but also being honest, too. Like, if it's just positivity without it, that's not really based on anything, I think. You know, guys have all played enough to kind of see through that. So, yeah, it's got to be with real intent and connection and the relationships with your teammates. But that's why I have a lot of confidence in us, is it's even parts of the year that went really well results wise. I wouldn't say it was all easy. Like, we've had plenty of things go wrong this year that we've handled well and come out on the other side of. And I don't expect this to be any different.
What's the key to handling it well? Because I imagine that there are some truths that might have to be said in Craig's office or inside of the clubhouse. So how do you go about handling that without it becoming another issue to add on to the other issues that the team might have?
Yeah, it's always a fine line, right? Like, the you know, at what point you just continue and keep things as is, whether it's your personal routines or lineups or, you know, whatever ways that people make, you know, reactionary changes. Or if you do make a change, just having it be based on something that's real and not just like an emotional, let's just change something to change something. And I think we've got a pretty steady group in that way, but, and a lot of it's attitude too, just of embracing the situation that we have and knowing the opportunity that we have in front of us and phrasing it as opportunity instead of what could go wrong and all those things. And it's part of what makes what we do really exciting too. And I mean, the atmosphere here last night was incredible. The place was just waiting to burst and we didn't make it happen, but just knowing that that's going to be there tonight is the kind of stuff that gets you up for games. And it's a pretty incredible opportunity.
Yeah. There'll be 40 grand there waiting to burst tonight again.
Right.
You know, that's going to be the way. And then you got tomorrow.
And we don't take it for granted. You know, we've always had an incredible fan base, obviously, but those years in 21 and 22, especially, like, you know, it did not feel that way. And so this does feel special, and it's part of why the losses sting more, but it's also part of why it all feels like it has more purpose too. And it's really fun.
It's good stuff with Nico Horner. No offense to you, but I don't know if there's a better base runner on your team than Dansby Swanson. I mean, like, that dude is a great base runner and bust his ass. And last night we're all sitting there going, look at that, he beat it out, unbelievable, tie game, here we go. And then you see the replay and you're like, what? Like I don't know if have you ever seen that. It seems like he just got caught trying to reach and eliminate a last step maybe, but it's what a crazy play that was.
Yeah it was. I was worried when they went to replay it because it was he was so clearly safe to the naked eye that, like, I figured something was kind of off. And, you know, there's nothing, you know, I don't think he was doing anything different or weird. It's just a strange moment. But there was a lot of moments in that game that, you know, flipped that one way or another.
Take us back to Sunday. How crazy is it for you guys to watch Justin Turner have that moment at Wrigley?
I mean, it was really uplifting. It was great. It was, you know, every walk-off is obviously special, but when it comes from a guy that's been just an A-plus human and teammate and invested so much into this group in a small amount of time, and for him to come off the bench and immediately have that impact was incredible. Another cool thing about it, I thought, was the, I don't know if you guys saw the, like, pictures or moment of, like, Palencia picking him up, too. I thought that was just really great. And, like, I don't know if I've ever seen, like, a bullpen guy in the middle of, like, a walk-off celebration at home plate. Or, like, I guess there's that funny video of Stropey, like, running down the line.
Oh, yeah.
In the old days. But that was, I just thought it was cool because, you know, he could have been, like, already in the training room, like, head in his hands, like, regardless of a win or lose, like, oh, I didn't do my job, feel bad for me. But instead, he's out there celebrating with his team and just, you know, obviously feeling I'm sure strong emotions giving up a lead, but he's been so great and just wants to win. And that was so cool that he was in the middle of the celebration like that.
That's excellent. You got to play short with Willie Castro at second. And you said about Willy Castro, something like, seems like a good dude, quote, looking forward to getting to know him, unquote, a little more. So you got some new teammate orientation. What does that entail? You invite him over to your house, hang out on the roof, maybe?
Yeah, well, he's a part of every part of the field and interacting with everybody. It seems like it's quite a role that he has for us, and he looks great so far. He looks comfortable, and a guy that's going to provide huge value for us down the stretch. And seems like a very composed, professional personality. And it's been fun so far.
Michael Bush said that when he got to town, you were the guy who helped him feel comfortable, invited him up to your roof and like hanging out, and that mattered to him. So you take that job seriously, that part of it?
Yeah, I mean, we're fortunate to have a lot of guys who are very generous with just making team things happen. And I feel like I was fortunate when I got called up, just that I had veteran guys around me who weren't like too cool to talk to me or big leaguing me or anything like that. So even small things, just like hotel room on the road, like those are lasting memories for me for sure, where you feel like they're actually your teammates and not just like coworkers or something,
Well, Nico, we appreciate you, man. We know it's picture day, so we're going to get you. That's why you're in full uniform.
Do I look pretty?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good look, man. People have been talking about it.
We're going to be at home plate, and we're going to be in the center field bleachers, so I should be okay.
That's dope. All right, we'll have fun with everyone, and thanks for joining us, man. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Have a good Tuesday.
Thanks, Nico.
It's Nico Horner.
Dude, picture day always is like, you got to make sure you look your best and everything. But there was a thing with...
What do you think? You think Nico's going to do the townhouse look in the background or the laser graphics? Which one are the Cubs going to do?
the space background, yeah. Maybe? They let him hold a stuffed bear to get that smile out of him like they do with the kindergartners?
He's going to hold a baseball with it with flames coming off the side of it.
Well, isn't that what they're doing now? Like, if you are in a well-to-do area and you're getting your individual pictures taken, like they're doing all sorts of crazy stuff with the stop motion cameras and lighting the ball on fire. You've never seen these?
No, like these are school pictures?
Yeah, like high school and college pictures of kids. Like a catcher will be like, for example, like let's say the catcher is in his crouch and you want to show the picture of him throwing down the second, the ball has flames on it.
Yeah, you remember the old Rocket Roger Clemens baseball cards?
I do.
With the flaming baseball? They're doing that, but with 10-year-olds now.
Yeah.
And often.
A lot, way too much.
Are we sure it's Photoshop, or are they just giving them flaming baseballs?
No, they do actually do the flaming baseball thing.
That's outrageous.
It is outrageous, and you'll see like the videos on like reels and stuff, and you're like, wow. And they show you kind of the making of how they do it with some of this stuff. And it's like, really? Like, it's cool. It does look cool, but your kid's not getting a scholarship.
Let me share a little superstition from the rock and roll world, okay? Let's say it's the 90s and you're in a band that has, 10 people or 11 people in it, okay? You're a big old funk band with...
Called Brother Brother?
Yeah, okay, so it's that band.
Okay.
And you're like, all right, we really should take a band photo so we can make an 8x10 glossy and put it in the promo pack and send it all around to clubs and stuff, right? And somebody says, I don't like taking band photos. And you're like, why? Like, every time I take a band photo, somebody quits the band. Somebody leaves or gets fired. Like, every time you memorialize it with a photo, it's over. And that 100% happened to me multiple times. So this is the team taking the team photo. So I wonder if that is true in the sports arena at all. There's like a little superstition. You take the whole team photo. Like, is Mike Soroka in the team photo? Is I guess, one roundabout way of getting there.
Yeah, he's got to be in. He's on the team. So he's got to be in the photo.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a tough moment. You got pitched 2 innings.
Although,
imagine if they took it yesterday, then Soroka gets hurt at night. But they're taking it today.
I mean, I guess it's possible that he's actually getting imaging right now and he can't be in the picture, but I imagine he will be in the picture.
He got imaging last week.
No, it was pills last week.
It was just pills.
But here, look over, come over here and look at my screen.
All right.
And I'll show you what I'm talking about. I'm
getting up out of the chair for you.
This is the phenomenon. See, you got the...
That's like, a kid with a football that's on fire.
That's on fire.
Yeah.
Like, there's a bunch of these, like, stop motion. A lot of fire. Like, that's a big thing of these pictures.
I guess you got to try and make it special. We all have these incredible cameras in our pockets now. And it's like, why are you going to pay? Why are you going to pay for the school photo when they send you the packet and they're like, hey, it's only $64 for this packet of photos of your child. You know, that child you have 150 photos of from this month.
This guy's got smoke behind him. You know, this is what the kids are doing. This is what's hot in these streets these days. Mm. This guy's got an American flag and smoke behind him. There's a lot going on here, is what I'm saying.
There really
it's a whole thing.
Going on.
It's a whole thing, and now everyone's going, oh, this one's kind of cool though. This one. Oh, it's again more smoke. This guy's got smoke coming out of his
helmet.
His helmet. His himlet. Yeah. So that's a whole thing now. It's a whole industry of photography. Some of it's super cool. Like when you see some of the LSU, I think has done a couple of these different photo shoots with the women's basketball team, and they're dope. You know, like you'll have someone dunking even though they haven't dunked at LSU. But some of the choices that they make, the creative choices they make, I think are very fun.
It reminds me of like when you do the recruiting trip and you have the basketball player at the facility and you have him go out to the middle of the floor and then you have, you know, the fake PA announcement of like, this is what it would be like. And you'd feel it in the bigness of this space, son. So nowadays, you probably use AI and create some highlights for them and say, here you go. Here's what it would look like, kid.
Yeah. I mean, that's how they got Neon Badeau. You know, that's how they got him to Western University. And he didn't even want all that stuff. No. Ricky Rowe thought that he was owed $30,000.
Yeah, he wanted, but I'm going to need a truck.
Yeah.
I'm going to need a duffel bag.
A tractor.
Here's
you know,
what I'm going to need.
White athlete deserved a little bit more.
I think a nice a white blue chip athlete like
myself. A white blue chip athlete like myself deserves something extra.
Yeah.
30 grand. Like to have it in cash. And just toss in one of those gym bags you got.
Ricky Rowe, by the way, by far the easiest to deal with of all those kids.
Oh, no doubt.
He wanted two things.
He was up front. He was up front. Well, his dad needed a truck, and he wanted 30 grand.
Well, three things then. I forgot about the tractor for his
dad. Needed a tractor.
Well, I would say Neon Badeau was the easiest because he didn't want anything.
He just wanted to play ball.
Yeah, but they didn't know for sure. Like, you really not want anything? We'll just give you stuff anyway.
They did have to get him a tutor, but that's easily done.
Mm-hmm.
So what'd you say, Neon? Don't step on the children.
Be careful.
He's like, okay.
Do not step on the children.
If you've never seen Blue Chips, we're sorry, but go see it.
Go
it's
see
excellent.
It.
It's and, actually still fairly relevant.
And Nick Nolte's life just went straight up in terms of quality after that, if memory serves. Actually, he did fine. It's Gary Busey that didn't really do fine. Things did not go so well for Gary Busey. All right,
anyway, a forgotten Friedkin classic, Blue Chips. Check it out.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah. William Friedkin.
That's William Friedkin? Yes. You're kidding me. I didn't know that. That's crazy. It's like if Scorsese did Major League and I never realized it.
He did. Major League 2. Actually, Major League Back to the Minors. He did that one with Scott Bakula.
What if he was just a big fan of the franchise?
He's like, I just wanted to jump in and give some thoughts. When we come back, Spiegs has got to fight against the dying of the light in a very different way. Usually it's just for baseball season itself. Now it might be for the Cubs season. We'll explain next on The Score.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.